Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Revealing the Jihad and Terrorism of Islam. Previously, we talked about terrorism as we exposed the lies of President George W. Bush, which he spoke about in the State of the Union address just after September 11, as he told the American people that these terrorists betrayed Islam, as George W. Bush explained to the American people that Islam is love, Islam is peace, Islam is a great religion which practiced freely by millions of Muslims in America and millions of our friends and our allies all over the world. Obviously, this was all hogwash lies. Why? Because Allah in the Quran stated, not in one verse, but in six verses, that he himself, Allah, is a terrorist, and his angels are terrorists, and every Muslim believer must be a terrorist. As a matter of fact, the only verse we read in the Quran where we see Muslims are greater than Allah, it is written in Quran chapter 59 and verse 13. And there we see that Muslim believers are greater than Allah as they terrorize the Jews and the Christian and all the infidels. Then in our last program, we listened to the answer of President Barack Hussein Obama to this young student who asked him the simple question of his opinion about jihad, his opinion of the jihadi, what does he think of them? And instead of Barack Hussein Obama giving her an answer, he literally panicked as he could not come up with the right words to answer her question. And instead of answering the question, he smoothly ducked the question under the rugs, and he moved on to praise Islam, to praise the Muslims. And he explained that there are over 1 billion Muslims who are loving, peaceful Muslims, those who view their religion to be the religion of tolerance and justice and peace. And immediately after we heard his lies, we went to the Saudi Sheikh, who was also interviewed on BBS, and there he gave us the true understanding of jihad as the jihadi see it, which is they will put the sword over our necks and they'll ask us the question, do you accept Islam or not? And if we don't, they cut off our heads. That is the true understanding of jihad. Not because this Saudi Sheikh said it, but that is what is written in the Quran, as will be seen today in our broadcast. After we heard what this Saudi Sheikh said, we shared with you another interview with a Muslim imam from England. This is a man who told us the truth, that Muslims will not compromise the word of Allah. For if they do, they will become infidels themselves. For true Muslims will obey every word of the Quran, as Allah stated in the Quran in 26 verses, to perform jihad. Therefore, Muslims must defend themselves, must defend Allah. They are Allah's helpers, and as they live in obedience to Allah and His commands, which is written throughout the Quran, they will continue to perform jihad for the sake of Allah, to kill all non-Muslims, infidels. And also, this imam stated that there are 79 verses in the Quran where we see in them that Allah commands the Muslims to engage in qital fi sabilillah, physical fighting for the sake of Allah. And as we will share with you today, we will be looking at some of these verses to see that this imam of England is not radical, but he is actually a true Muslim believers who believes in the word of Allah, who believes in the commands of Muhammad concerning performing jihad and concerning killing the infidels. Not only he believes in the teaching of Islam, but he is willing to die to practice all the teachings of Allah, all without skipping not even one ayah, one verse, as this Imam stated in our last program. And as I will be sharing with you today from the words of Allah in the Quran, that is exactly what Islam is all about. But before we get into that, I'd like to share with you some facts about jihad. First, we must know that the declarations of jihad have been made for purpose of violence against Christians, Jews, Americans, British, French, and any other non-Muslim people since the days of Muhammad himself until today. Why do we say that? Because that's the truth. As it is written in the Quran, in the Sunnah of Muhammad, and in the history of Islam, that is what I studied from the Muslim professors in the Muslim books, as it was written and given to us, that is all the students who studied in Egypt. And that is the truth for anyone who wish to know the truth. Search it. You will find it to be 100% fact. The second important fact we must know about jihad, that jihad has always been declared as an aggressive terror, not for the purpose of defense. Why do we say that? Because some Muslims will say that jihad is allowed only when Muslim defends himself if some enemies attack the Muslims. But as you study the language of the Quran, you will see it was never for the purpose of defense, but it's always for the purpose of aggression. Muhammad was commanded to go to engage in war, to perform jihad, to declare the holy war on everyone who will not submit Islam. The third important fact we must learn about jihad is many individuals claiming to represent various Islamic groups, large and small, have declared jihad. Why do we say that this is an important fact? It's very simply because some Muslims will say jihad cannot be declared but by the Ummah, by the entire nation of Islam. And since we do not have this Khalifa who represents the Muslim nation, therefore no one can declare jihad in any part of the world. No, my friends, Khalifa was always appointed by someone, and Khalifa is just one individual, and he can declare jihad. And guess what? Just recently with ISIS, now we know that Muslims, at least those who live in both countries of Iraq and Syria, and now they have support from Yemen and Somalia and different other countries spread all over the world. Those Muslims, millions of them, have declared Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi to be the Khalifa of the Islamic State. Now we move to the fourth important facts about jihad, that the doctrine of jihad, as stated in the Quran, that is Allah's words, and in the Hadith, that is Muhammad's words, and in the Sunnah, which is the way of life of Muhammad, how Muhammad understood and practiced jihad, and as it is described by Muslim scholars, has only one meaning, which is holy war. Why do we say that this is a very important fact? It's very simply because many Muslims today will tell us that jihad is a struggle or striving to do good. And as you see this even in almost all English translation of the Quran, except ours, of course, they sugarcoated jihad. They actually cover it with so much chocolate that you cannot see jihad anymore. And that is what they're teaching our children even today here in our public schools in America. Did you know what your children are learning lately about what jihad is and what jihad is not? They are telling our children today in our public schools that jihad is for every student to study hard, to get good grades, to please and appease the teacher and mom and dad. And also jihad is for every student's mother to work hard, to keep the house clean and to cook the warm food and to take care and nurture the children. And jihad also is for dad to work hard to provide the financial needs which the family need, that we all live happily ever after, as if we are just watching cartoon or some fairy tale. No, my friends, that's not what jihad is. assemble hermeneutics to the teaching of the word of Allah in the Quran. That is, assemble reading and soft interpretation, not extreme interpretation, but simple reading and soft interpretation to the word of Allah in the Quran. As you see it in these 26 verses, you will see that all these verses are consistent. The jihad is a holy war for the purpose to remove infidelity from the face of the earth. This holy war is there and it will continue until the religion of Allah, Islam, will supremely rule over the world.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Another very important fact I'd like to share with you about jihad. It is that Islam was and is a cult spread by the sword of conquest, not self-defense. The Egyptians did not cross their border to go to Saudi Arabia to engage in war with the Arab Muslims. Neither the Syrian, neither the Turkish, neither the Iranian, or the Afghani, or the Pakistani, or any country of all the Muslim countries which we have today in Africa. Islam spread by the edge of the sword, as Muslims carry on Quran chapter 9 verse 5, giving the known world in their days three options: to be killed, that is obviously for the male who can fight, or the women and the children to be taken as concubines and slaves, or the third option is for people to surrender, to submit, to accept Islam. Finally, I'd like to share with you one more fact about jihad, which is Islamic commanders were ruthless and cruel, just as you see them today in ISIS and other Islamic groups. They were conquering lands from the Christian Holy Land to parts of Eastern and Southern Europe. Constantinople, the former capital of the Eastern Roman Empire, a Christian land, was conquered by Islamic Turks, and the Church of Santa Sophia was turned into a mosque. And what you see in this part of the Christian land also happened in the rest of the Christian lands. Egypt, Libya, Syria, Jordan, all these lands which near the Holy Land were solid Christian countries for hundreds of years until Muslims invaded our land, beginning 640 after Christ until recent attacks which we see ISIS, Boko Haram, Hezbollah, Fatah, Hamas, Shabab, Jama'at, Ikhwan, all these Muslim groups which have different names, who are nothing but true Muslim believers who practice the jihad of Allah, the holy war of Allah, for the purpose of annihilating the infidels from the face of the earth. Now I'd like to share with you a few verses from the Quran from which we know the true understanding of jihad. First, let me share with you Quran chapter 9 and verse 41. For Allah there said, march forth lightly or heavily and perform jihad, that is holy war, with your money and your lives for the sake of Allah. This is best for you if you were knowing. Did you hear the word of Allah? It does not need any interpretation. It is just simply what Allah said. Allah is commanding the Muslim believers to march. Some of them will ride horses or some walk on foot. What are they going to be doing? They're going to be performing jihad. How are they going to perform jihad? Some with their money and some with their lives. And why is he performing jihad? Because Allah commands them to do it for his sake. And that is the best. If every Muslim knew his best, he or she must perform jihad for the sake of Allah. And here we see that jihad is twofold of jihad. Some rich, like Saudi Arabia, they don't have to go and die. They just supply the needs for the jihad. And others must also perform jihad with their lives. That is, when they die for the sake of Allah. How about Quran chapter 3 and verse 169? As Allah there stated, "And do not consider those who were killed for the sake of Allah as dead, yet they are alive with their Lord, receiving their provision." Allah assured the Muslim believers that everyone who will die while performing jihad for the sake of Allah, he or she are not dead. They are alive with their Lord, receiving their rewards, receiving their provision. For the men, the 72 forever virgins, and all the pleasures which Muhammad promised the Muslims in the garden, in the paradise of the Quran. It's amazing. If Muslim practice all the six pillars of Islam, that is, if a Muslim says a shahada, if a Muslim pray five times a day, if a Muslim gives a zakat, 2.5% to charities or whatever Muslim jihadi organization he or she will give to, if the Muslim fasts the month of Ramadan every year, if the Muslim performs the Hajj to Saudi Arabia and receives forgiveness of all his sin, past, present, and future, if a Muslim performs the pillar of Dawah, that is, Muslimizing the West and everyone who does not believe in Islam through deception, as they've been doing a great job lately, if Muslim did all these six pillars and he die, you know where they will go? Allah's word is very clear. Muhammad's teaching is very clear. As we have shared with you many times in the past, Muslims who die without the death of jihad, they will go to hell. No matter how good they are, they must go to hell. For every Muslim must go to hell. They even asked Muhammad, "Even you, Apostle of Allah?" He said, "Even me, unless Allah cover me with his mercy." But here is the good news for the Muslims. If they die while they're performing jihad, they're not dead. They're alive with the Lord. The only guarantee a Muslim believer will have not to go to hell is to die for the sake of Allah while he is performing jihad. And all the Muslims who will go to hell, as Muhammad assured us in the Hadith, 72 denominations among them will stay in hell forever. Only one denomination Allah will remove from hell to paradise, the Garden of Muhammad. Let me share with you three important verses. That's Quran chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And that is the final chapter Muhammad claimed to receive from his angel Jibreel. Those who believed and immigrated and performed jihad for the sake of Allah with their money and their lives of the highest degree with Allah, and those are the triumphant. Did you hear what Allah said? It's the same message we read earlier in Quran chapter 9 verse 41. Here Allah is telling the Muslims, if you are a believer, not a radical, not extreme now, listen carefully. Don't listen to your Bush and your Obama. They lied to you enough for all these years. Those who believed, that means Allah is speaking to believers, true Muslim believers, and immigrated. And we give thanks to President Barack Hussein Obama, who's opened the immigration to the Muslim world to bring as many thousands of Muslims he can bring to America and perform jihad. These are three facts. Muslim believers, they immigrate to America, and then they perform jihad for the sake of Allah. Those believers who perform jihad with their money or with their life, they are in the highest degree with Allah. and they are the triumphant. Do you know how they are triumphant? Listen to Quran chapter 9, verse 21. Allah said, their Lord gives them good news of mercy from Him and of His good pleasure and gardens. They will have in it everlasting bliss. That is the promise of Allah for all the jihadi, that they will receive the gardens. And how long they will be in these gardens, how long they will enjoy this pleasure which Allah promised every jihadi, listen to Quran chapter 9 and verse 22. For Allah there said, they will abide in it forever and ever. Surely Allah has great wages. The Muslim jihadi will enjoy the garden of Muhammad in the paradise forever. Another very important verse I would like to close our program with is what is written in Quran chapter 47 verses 4 to 6. And those who were killed for the sake of Allah, so He will not let their works go astray. He will guide them and reform their condition, and He will admit them into the garden of which He made known to them. That is the promise of Allah to those who will be killed for the sake of Allah, for the jihadi. And that is the truth and the facts about Islam. Notice, my dear brothers and sisters, I only quoted for you 3 verses about jihad and 2 verses where the word killed was mentioned, which obviously Allah meant those who were killed while they perform jihad. But guess what? We still have the rest of the 26 verses which Allah taught the Muslim to perform jihad. And Allah gave the Muslims the reward for all those who will die while they perform jihad. And to continue with our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.